Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience. We'll talk about folk Muslims. Before Islam entered certain countries, there were religious practices which often called animistic. Islam got mixed together with these superstitious practices that had to do with appeasing spirits and demons. In these phenomena, Islam of several varieties mixes with animistic religion. Animism is a belief that spiritual beings or spiritual power reside in many things, such as people, animals, birds, insects, fish, trees, mountains, buildings. The people who live in the world of folk Islam are concerned with manipulating these spiritual beings and powers for their own good. These usually take the form of efforts to either appease these spirits or to neutralize them or use them to bring blessings to themselves or even curses on their enemies. So rituals and ceremonies have been developed to attempt to control or appease these beings and forces. Folk Islam is a mixture of original Islam with ancient religious traditions and the practices of ordinary people. It exists in a world populated by angels, demons, magicians, fortune tellers, healers, and saints, both living and dead. Every aspect of daily life from birth to death is governed by spiritual realities of this world. Ordinary Muslims regularly turn to the practice of folk religion to meet their felt needs. Folk practices and beliefs are often entwined with Islam's obligatory duties. Well, about 80% of all Muslims traffic in the spirit world through one or more of these folk Islamic practices. Folk religion focuses on problem solving in everyday life. Examples of the kind of questions that folk Islam tended to deal with: the well-being of a person or group and the threat of misfortune, the question of success or failure, the need to know the unknown, present and future, human relationships. Folk Islam seeks immediate answers to the questions the Muslim person faces at every stage of life. It tends to deal with power, practitioners, or saints, witches, holy men or women. These practitioners will either attempt to perform exorcism or invite evil spirits to come and live in a person. There will be sacred places, buildings, shrines, stone, mountains, where one is supposed to go obtain blessing. There will be places haunted by evil powers, places to be avoided at all costs. And I will help you see the picture more clearer as we make progress. So don't worry if you don't understand everything right now. I just wanted to get an idea. Throughout the Muslim world, one finds the almost universal fear of the evil eye. The evil eye is a form of curse. The one who has the evil eye, motivated by envy or jealousy, wishes evil for his or her neighbor or family member or other people's possessions. Women who fear evil influence over their young children will consult specialists in magic and spiritual medicine. They may attach charms to their children in order to protect them against the evil eye. Some Muslims may encourage the search for spiritual strength by chanting the names of God or pursuing other means that practiced by folk Islamic leaders. Well, human desires for fruitfulness, happiness, health, and success motivate Muslims to try to influence their destiny. Folk Islam is a broad catch-all phrase that describes the mixing of formal or orthodox Islamic practices with primitive animistic practices. Approximately 800 million Muslims are folk Muslims who believe that all of creation is in some sense animate or alive. Folk Muslims try to influence these spirits by using magic or rituals intended to harness, to exploit, or make use of their spirit, their supernatural power for human goals or desires. Many Muslims live in fear of evil spirit. Their religion teaches that there is one God and there is no mediator between God and the humankind, yet numerous times each day, devout Muslims desperately want God to be helping them. And the Muslims, like anybody else, at times feel desperate sense of weakness in the face of overwhelming problems which are common to humanity. So, since they can't get help from the Quran or from their relationship with God, folk Muslims' practices involve efforts to appease spirits, to bring blessings to themselves, or to put a curse on their enemies. In practice, Muslims range from the strict Orthodox, who reject all forms of magic, to those who consistently involve themselves in magical practices. And we will continue this topic
in a moment. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my precious audience. We are continuing our topic of folk Muslims. Just to give you an idea, folk Islam people believe that every day of their lives is at the mercy of evil powers, evil spirits, demons, evil eye, curses, and sorcery. Their only protection is to seek the aid of saints, charms, good magic, and other powers, and they pray that Allah will help them. Now, in practice, Muslims range from strict Orthodox who reject all forms of magic to those who consistently involve themselves in magical practices. Between these two extremes are the majority, who during time of crisis secretly use charms for protection. Let me give you an example. Aisha is the name of a lady. Aisha calls for the neighborhood future teller who mysteriously knows the future of Aisha's daughter. Two, Fatima has been married for 6 years, unable to conceive. She feels painful shame. She hears about an elder of the community who is considered a holy man, a living saint with supernatural powers. Her friends say he possesses baraka. Baraka is an Arabic word meaning blessing. Special blessings, or possesses powers to bring results. Fatima is told that this man has magically helped others with his positive spiritual force, which he possesses. She gathers money, approaches the practitioner, kisses his hand, and cheerfully tells him her troubles. Another example, Samira received an amulet to ward off the effect of the evil eye of a jealous neighbor. Samira lives in fear that someone will put a curse on her or her newborn son. Saida, name of another Muslim lady, Saida, greatest fear is that her husband might be unfaithful to her. She puts a few drops of her urine in his tea. She hopes this specific love potion, this object of power, will magically keep him faithful to her. That's what the holy man in her neighborhood told her. Dawood, a judge, his eldest son, Ahmed, 6 years old, is not developing properly and is barely able to talk. Dawood feels helpless because of his inability to find a solution for his son, whom he loves dearly. He feels shame that his son is not mentally ready to start school. Judge Dawood secretly visits a respected scholar who has made his pilgrimage to Mecca. This spiritual leader gives Dawood several instructions: fasting on certain days, saying special prayers. Then he gives Dawood a folded piece of paper which contains carefully selected verses from the Quran. This he inserts into a small leather pocket. Ahmed must wear this amulet, an object of power, on his body. Okay, so all these Muslims mentioned believe in supernatural powers, persons of power, objects of power, power places, power rituals, etc. All right, they have something in common. When faced with difficult situations, they all recognize their need for supernatural power, and they look for someone perceived to be in touch with the spirit world. We need to present Christ and the gospel as the answer, of course. We can tell Samira that she does not have to worry about the evil eye, if God's eye is on her. And we read in Psalm 32, verse 8, God said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will advise you and watch over you, guide you with my eye. And of course, we need to share with all these Muslims that God did not create us to live with such an anxiety, hopelessness, and fear of evil spirits. Isaiah 54, we can share, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God promises his protection for his children and servants. No enemy will be able to produce successful weapons against us. And then we can help them to know how can they become a children of God. So use your knowledge about the word of God. Jesus gives us peace. John 14, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. So you share, how can you enjoy God's peace? It is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Share Galatians 5. Share that when you put your faith in Jesus and when you forsake your sins and believe that Jesus paid the penalty for everything wrong you did, Jesus will come to live within you and he will give you peace. You can share Acts 10, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. So Muslims are looking for barakah, blessing, power to bring results. They go to a mediator to manipulate magical powers, which is, of course, deceptive and short-lived. The anointing that Jesus possessed and passes on to his followers is the true barakah, blessing, that people need today. to meet the desperate needs of their souls. Muslims are seeking a mediator, someone who is in touch with God. They must know that the Holy Spirit is at work today. We want to be used by God, my friends, to be a blessing to Muslims. Now, remember in Luke 8, for example, we read about a woman that suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding when she touched Jesus' clothing and believed that she will be healed. She was immediately healed. The bleeding stopped. So share with your Muslim friends the word of God, Mark 6, anointing the sick with oil, and invite him to come to church with you to be anointed with oil. I am out of time for this program and will continue next program. Folk Islam.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
My precious audience, I would love to come to your church to motivate your fellowship further to love all people and love their enemies and equip them to share Jesus effectively with all people, including Muslims. You can call me at 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, SAMY at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.